Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
You know, ladies, it's really a mighty wonderful thing to know that you can always depend on Kroger Tender Ray Beef to be fresh and tender and juicy. You can depend on that delicious tastiness because only the top quality grades of beef are used for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Inferior grades just won't do. Only the best is accepted for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. And those fine grades, the top quality kind that are tender and juicy, is grain-fed beef. Right now, of course, real grain-fed beef is hard to get. Your newspapers and radio have told you why. Clear around this planet of ours, people are starving, and grain is needed to save their lives. There you have the reason why you can't get Kroger Tender Ray Beef when you ask for it at your Kroger store these days. Just remember, though, Kroger Tender Ray Beef is so world famous because no other beef is so fresh and can be so tender. And keep this in mind, too. Until the day you can buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market, whenever it is available.
Our thanks to you, sir. Thank you very much. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny has finally broken the news to Steve Parker that their marriage is off. Pat, who saw Steve in town a little after Penny broke the news, reports that Steve is not upset about it at all. So Penny is happy the next morning when suddenly the doorbell rings.
I'll get it.
Hi, Gibbsy.
Good morning, Mr. Lang.
It ain't a good morning. It stinks. Let's drop the Mr. stuff, huh, Gibbsy? The name's Freddy.
All right, Freddy.
Yeah, Freddy, that's much better. You know, I figure I'm being around here for a while, and I don't want to be annoyed by anybody calling me Mister and then snickering up their sleeve at the same time. See? Well, I'm in. You can close the door.
All right.
Now, look, what goes with the prop?
The prop?
Yeah, Rogers. Has he taken on the lamb or something? I've been scratching dirt in this burg trying to find him, and I can't, but nowhere.
Well, I don't understand that. Wasn't he at his apartment at the university?
Nope. And they wouldn't let me stick around and wait for him either. Guess the guy at the desk figured I was just going to case the joint for a stick-up or something.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Well, so he ain't the height of fashion. You know, a park bench ain't good for the crease in your pants, but it's great for a crick in the back.
Oh, Freddy, did you sleep on a park bench last night?
Why not? It's a nice night out. Got to hang on to my bankroll.
Oh, Freddy, if I'd known...
Now, look, cut the sympathy, Gibbsy. It makes me sick. I don't want none, and I ain't looking for none.
No, but sleeping on a park bench is...
Yeah, silly. Yeah, I know. Only bums sleep out on the park benches. Well, the bums are the best people in the world, see? I ought to know. I've been hanging around them long enough. Now, look, Gibbsy, where's the prof's secret hideout, huh?
Freddy, believe me, if he isn't at his apartment at the university or at the federal office in the post office building, I don't know where he is.
Well, if that guy heard I was coming to town and took a powder on me, I wouldn't be surprised. They all do that to me.
Freddy.
Hmm?
If you have to see Professor Rogers as badly as you say you do...
Uh-huh. You want me to tell you why I want to see him, huh? Well, nothing doing. I want to look him over first. See if I can trust him as far as I can throw this house.
He's a fine person, Freddy.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But that's what I heard about a lot of guys. A lot of dames, too. I got knives sticking out of my back that say different.
Freddy, what's wrong? Are you in trouble?
No more than usual. Now, don't go asking so many questions, Gibbsy. You're a nice dame. I don't want you to make me think any different.
All right, look, I'll tell you what. I have to go to the airport to say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, I'll scram.
No, don't leave. I didn't mean that. You stay here, and as soon as I get back, we'll take my car and go looking for the professor.
Are you on a level?
About what?
About me staying here while you're gone.
But you'll be all right. There's no one here. You can go upstairs and go to sleep if you like. No one will bother
you. But the joint's empty. And you figure to scram to the airport and leave me here with all by my lonesome? Oh, now look, Gibbsy, you're beautiful, but you're nuts.
Why?
Well, you must be nuts. Leave me in this joint all alone. I could walk off with half the place.
Could you?
Well, don't I look like the kind of guy who would?
Oh, I don't know. I've never met the kind who would.
Ain't been around much, huh?
I think you can be trusted, Freddy.
Gee, that guy who said there was a first time for everything must have sure known what he was talking about. Okay, go ahead, Gibbsy. Scram off to the airport. I'll leave enough in the house so you'll at least be able to recognize the place when you get back.
Steve! Steve!
Oh, hello, Penny. Well, you decided to come after all.
I told you I'd be here. There was no deciding to do.
You gave it a few seconds thought, though, didn't you?
No, Steve, I promised.
Well, whatever the reason, thanks for keeping the appointment.
What time does your plane leave?
10 minutes.
I should have come sooner.
Bad you didn't. There isn't much more than a few minutes worth to say. We said all there was to say yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, I guess so.
Haven't changed your mind?
You wouldn't want me to, would you?
Want a straight answer to that?
Mm-hmm.
No, Penny. I wouldn't want you to change your mind.
Good. You're glad you're rid of me, huh?
No. Sorry. But it isn't that. I like you too much to burden you with me. You're so right, Penny. We aren't for each other at all. Too different.
I'm glad to see it.
Glad you pointed it out to me. No hard feelings?
Oh, darling, you know better. I'll always think of you as...
The man you're glad you didn't marry.
Yeah. But the man I loved enough to almost marry.
Well, that's a feather in the old chapeau.
Well, you're a feather of mine too, Steve.
Am I? Well, so we're a couple of feathers who flock together. Or isn't that the way the saying goes?
Birds of a feather, Steve.
Well, I knew it had feathers in it somewhere. That's what tickled me about that old adage.
You're really happy, huh?
You want the truth about that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Not happy. Not happy at all.
I'm not either, Steve.
But you still want to go through with not going through with it?
Darling, it's out of the question. Steve, I love you. I can't turn off my love as if it were water out of a faucet or shut you out of my life as if you were a chapter in a book. I love you now as I loved you in the beginning when I said, yes, Steve, I will marry you. Maybe it sounds crazy, but I can say no, Steve. I can't marry you and still love you as much as always.
It's not crazy, Penny. Maybe I'm grown up or something. Or just having a flash of good sense. But I understand what's happened and what this is all about. And how you can love me and not want to marry me. I love you. And I don't want to marry you either.
Steve, do you mean it?
You want me to mean it?
Mm-hmm. Pat said he saw you in town yesterday, and he said you were glad we weren't being married. Is it really true, Steve?
Yes, Penny, it's true. Because it has to be that way. You made me see how wrong I was about running away from you the night before we were to be married. But more than that, I've got to go now, Penny.
I guess this is goodbye, huh?
Uh-huh. Goodbye, Penny.
Goodbye, Steve. And
what, Penny?
And this for love.
Thanks for that, Penny. It'll be something to remember.
Thank you for letting me, Steve. And Steve.
Yes?
Remember the kiss if you want to, but forget about me. Freddie.
Oh, hi, Gibbsy. You're back from the airport already, huh?
Yep.
Well, that's fine. You want to start taking inventory now? You're going to just call the cops.
Freddie, if I didn't want to trust you... Would I let you alone here?
Well, I don't know. You see, I can't figure you Rossville jerks at all. You know, you must be asleep or something. I read about Professor Rogers in the New York papers. I come out here to Rossville where he did his great deed, and nobody here can find him. I come here to the dame's house. She tells me to go toss the body on a sofa, get some shut-eye, joints all mine. Here I'm a stranger, and a whole joint is left to me to cart away in a gunny sack if I care to.
Uh-oh.
Better go answer it, Gibbsy. You know, if I go to the door, somebody will think this joint is just knee-deep and derelict.
Oh, Freddy, you have a fine opinion of yourself.
Hello, Miss Gibbs.
Professor Rogers.
May I come in?
Well, you certainly may. There's a young man here who's been looking for you for 2 days.
Looking for me?
Yeah, we were just about to start out looking for you.
Oh. Well, I'm afraid you wouldn't have found me. Not in Rossville, anyway. I've been in New York. I took Jerry Manson and her husband and... Who's this?
Oh, this is a young man who's been looking for you. Freddy, this is Professor Rogers. Professor Freddy Lang.
How do you do? You looking for me?
Yeah, but now that I've given you the look-see, I don't know why. I think I've just been wasting my time.
Wasting your time?
Yeah. I was looking for Prof. Rogers, the government cop.
Well, I'm a federal agent, if that's what you mean, but I won't be much longer. I'm resigning pretty soon.
You mean you're a Fed?
Yes. Anything I can do for you?
Looking at you, I doubt it. But a guy in a jam can't be too choosy.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Professor, Freddy came all the way from New York just to see you. As a matter of fact, he rode a freight train to get here.
I see.
Last night, he slept on a park bench.
Look, Gibbsy, just cut it out, will you? You're making me feel like crying.
Just a minute. What did you say your name was?
Lang. Freddy Lang.
Oh. And you're from New York?
Yeah. You beginning to savvy now why I'm looking you up?
No. No, not exactly, but I have a vague idea.
Hey, look, Prof. I'll straighten you out fast. And I'm going to give it to you straight, too. I didn't come to you because I figured you'd help me. In fact, I figure you kind of won't. You're going to probably just toss me to the cops. But that's a chance I'm going to have to take.
Well, maybe you won't.
Maybe. Maybe you will, too. I still got to take the chance.
Well, I don't think so, Freddy. You know, you don't have to tell me a thing.
Well, I got to tell somebody. And I had to come to somebody. You know, you're all that I got that's worth a nickel.
What do you mean I'm all you have?
Well, I'm sorry to ruin your social standing in this burg, Prof. But whether you like it or not, you're my uncle. And I'm in a jam. I need help.
So the mysterious Freddy Lang is Professor Rogers' nephew, and he's in trouble. What kind of trouble? And will his problem bring trouble to Penny, too? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
I'd like to ask a question, ladies, if I may. As long as there's a scarcity of fine Kroger tenderay beef, what's your next choice of a meal to delight the entire family? What's the other thing they all ask for when we can't supply you with world-famous fresh and tender Kroger tenderay steaks and roast? A great many of you, I know, are going to say, why, Kroger chickens. Yes, indeed. A dinner just can't help but be a big success with those young and plump and tender chickens that we have at our Kroger stores. They're honest-to-goodness, country-tasting chickens. And they're a special feature in all our Kroger stores this week. Plan right here and now to treat your family to a real country-style chicken dinner. Stop in at your Kroger store and see for yourself how luscious-looking these birds really are. Just one look, and you'll immediately know that they're packed with good, country-fresh flavor. Make us a visit real soon, won't you?